we now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is Thursday, the 20th day of September 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones. And in the last hour, wow, a power-packed, informative report by Aaron Dykes, Melissa Melton, Dan Bedondi also contributed, along with John Bound, who shot camera with a professor interview. But she goes out and in that final report and draws in chalk on the sidewalk the size of the building you're going to be mandated, the home you're going to be forced to live in, while the elite are exempt and live in giant palaces off all the labor and wealth they've sucked out of you. And some of the trendies in Austin, where I live, Austin, Texas, said, oh, yes, I think I should give up my property. I should live in a cage for the earth. I mean, it's so sad. And then after they turn their cameras off at that professor's office at UT, he's like, do you see my UN sign? Or do you see my CIA sign? I am connected to the CIA. I am powerful, basically. And then he wanted to say, I'm a democratic socialist. Yeah. And he said on the video, collectivism and, you know, we're going to, he's got quotes out there online in his different articles saying that, well, this isn't about the individual, it's about the collective. Yes, and the bean counting, controlling guilds that are up there. You're people that couldn't win in a free market, people that couldn't win with a widget or a book or an idea or a film. It's about you getting together with a gang, taking over and telling us how we're going to live our lives. And you know what? You can go straight to hell, as far as I'm concerned. You parasites have always tried to take over society. And no matter how many computers and robots and spies and checkpoints you've got, you're going to fail. You're always able to wreck societies and take over with your bloated control freakism. But in the final equation, you collapse. And you will fail. I'll quote Thomas Jefferson. I have sworn on the altar of God eternal resistance over every form of tyranny. Every form of tyranny over the mind of men. I will not sit here and put up with your crap anymore. Excuse me, but just hearing and seeing stuff like that makes me want to throw up. But you want hardcore, groundbreaking reportage on Agenda 21 from every different angle. You just heard three reports combined in the last hour. I'm going to make sure all three of those together on the same page. We'll call it Agenda 21 blown wide open. How's that sound? We will get that up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's already at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we want you to get it and email it and talk to people and show it to your neighbors and get it out to everybody. Because we will expose these foreign banks. That's who runs it. Bain Capital's involved, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. All of them. You're like, well, I won't vote for Romney then if Bain Capital's involved. They've given double the money to Obama. They own all the puppets. The point is that they are involved in a bureaucratic corporate takeover, and they hope you're too busy watching TV and Dancing with the Stars and NFL to care. And the choice is up to you. Don't say you weren't warned. Don't say we weren't here warning you. Don't say you didn't have a chance to say no to this. As you're listening on this September 20th, 2012 transmission. The ball's in your court. It's that simple. It's up to you what you do. It's up to you if you're going to resist these people. You've got the tools. And by the way, they're panicked. They've been in the Washington Post, the New York Times, going, everyone's waking up to Agenda 21 and the UN Treaty. We'll just call them conspiracy theorists. Here are the talking points to deal with them. Then we go to these events or go to professors who are like, well, it is Agenda 21 by the UN, but all it is zoning and planning. I mean, yeah, by you for a collectivist control freak system. So that's why I stand against this as hardcore as I can. And that's why I'm so blessed to be here on the radio talking to you. And I want to thank all of you for standing against this tyranny as well. All right, more straight ahead here. When we come back, we're going to get into a very important report, Full Spectrum Evil. Then, should Ron Paul run for Texas governor? And then food, the ultimate secret. Stay with us and spread the word. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here to cover a topic, an issue, that is one of the most important I've ever discussed. This information is very closely held by governments and elite corporations. They do not want you understanding this. Now, many of you that are already aware of this, it'll seem simple, but large swaths of the global population have no idea the real geopolitical paradigm that we're living in today. Today, we will look at the real forces, the real players in the battle for 21st century global hegemony. I'm going to break down who really rules the world, how they control the planet, and how they are trying to usher in a world war that is really pointed at the general population. To begin my illustration, I have three different board games here. Chess, the classic game of Risk, as well as Monopoly, and we're going to look at these systems of stylized warfare, and between these three systems, we find the truth of the system that we're living under. How do we know that system? Well, books written by people like Carol Quigley at Georgetown, Bill Clinton's mentor. They think we're stupid, and so we have their own documents. To begin with, I'm going to use a Lego chess set as an illustration to break down primitive forms of government, warfare, and domination. If you look at this set, you notice there are two sides. There is the red and there is the green, or there is the black, there is the white. From the beginnings of civilization more than 6,000 years ago until about 1700, this was the model of warfare between nations. There were occasional alliances, but by and large, warfare and politics was carried out in a very two-dimensional way, like a chess set. You have the ruling class, the royalty, the priest class, the military elite, the generals, and in front of them you have basically their conscripts or the lower class fighters who can also represent just the general population. And these two groups are engaged in warfare and base domination against each other to control larger areas of land and the vassal populations living in serfdom upon it. One area that we see from the ancient chess model that is still used in statecraft by the globalists is the fact that sometimes wars were launched, in the case of the French and the British, against each other when they had rebellions at home. They soon learned it was a way to turn inner anger at the state against a foreign state and to reduce the population of young males that you didn't have jobs for. The two-sided fight is a bygone era. In truth, for more than 300 years, the globalists have been financing multiple sides of wars, knowing that conflict destroys nations and gets countries deep into debt. And that is the key. They're financing both sides. And we see this being pioneered by people like the Rothschilds, starting in the 1700s and 1800s, where they would finance sometimes three or four different factions, and it didn't matter who won because all of them were in debt to them and had societies that were wrecked after the wars. Next, let's look at the game of Risk. These are primitive attempts to distill down human conflict and domination into a game you can play in a few hours. The militaries all have basically equal resources, equal numbers of troops, and to enter into the equation some type of random probability, we have dice and we have cards. There is no discussion here on looking at the real model that we are under today. We're going to come back to Risk here in a moment, but first let's move to the game of Monopoly. In the game of Monopoly, you have different economic groups or four players that attempt to engage in economic warfare against each other and then be able to create a monopoly or a single entity that is in control of New York City. To understand the real system we're under, it's important to combine Monopoly and Risk with an overlay of strategy from chess. And this is a key part of the real system we live under today. The founder of the Rockefeller dynasty famously said that competition was a sin, and they wanted big governments that they financed and control to be able to shut down their competition and pick winners and losers. This is the essence of monopoly capitalism, the opposite of free market, and is simply a form of fascism, what Mussolini called corporatism. So out of these three board games, Monopoly best describes our modern system. But it itself is only two-dimensional. You see, the private Federal Reserve that's owned by six private banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, and others, they always win. You're playing their game. You think you're battling it out for houses and apartments and for Park Place and for the electric company and for the railroad and for the top hat and for the fashion show. But it's the bankers that control the politicians. They've got the get-out-of-jail-free card. And they've got control of the money. The treasury works for them. So the bank always wins. But what happens if a country won't sell? What happens if an African nation won't play the monopoly game? Or what happens if a Middle Eastern country doesn't want to be part of the modern bankster system based in London and New York? Well, then that's where Risk comes in. Because they want to be able to take you over through economic espionage, as John Perkins has written in his bestseller, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. But if they can't, this is in all the official CIA and State Department documents, they will then come and finance your neighbor to attack you. So Libya is not playing ball. It's building up and industrializing all of Africa. You want a global monopoly. You just play countries off against each other. You're a globalist. You've made yourselves exempt with diplomatic immunity at the United Nations. Who set that up? The robber barons. What do? You just have Al-Qaeda come out of Egypt, into Libya, ethnically cleanse, blow up most of the infrastructure, knock out Gaddafi, and now they have to come to you and borrow money out of your bank to rebuild, and you own and control everything. And guess what? If you want to get that welfare check, well, you got to take the vaccines, which, by the way, sterilize you. So they're using the strategy of chess, but they're employing it through a monopolistic system where they have a monopoly on the issuance of currency and credit, and they also have the biggest militaries on Earth from the United States and Europe controlled and dominated 100% by them. They've announced that we're totally their slaves, and they have such disdain for us, they use our supposed enemy, Al-Qaeda, against the Russians, against the Serbs, and now against other Middle Eastern nations, while simultaneously telling us we need military-style occupation within our countries by the TSA and the military to keep us safe from Al-Qaeda, who they sponsored and created. And remember, the banksters are openly crowing and bragging that they have conquered you through monopoly capitalism.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
To answer your question, we are absolutely slaves to central banks.
And they weren't able to do this because they had better products. They were able to do it because they created the fractional reserve banking here in the U.S. and similar systems worldwide, unlimited free credit for themselves, which they then loan out to you at interest. But that wasn't enough of a fraud for them. In the last 20 years, they've deployed derivatives, completely made up counterfeit instruments to the tune of more than 1.5 quadrillion. That's 1,500 trillion. With that counterfeit money, they were able to buy up all of their competition, pay off the governments, and dominate defense industries as well as media to carry out their propaganda. And herein lies the big secret that they don't want you to know. The big secret hiding in plain view. We think about nations and continents and cultures, but in truth, the globalists, the bankers who have unlimited money, they're waging war against anyone else that has any assets because they want everyone to be impoverished, so you have to go to them and so that you have to follow all of their orders so they can control human development and society. In the past, they would brag about their real political system in fictional accounts, in movies like Network. Let's analyze a clip of that.
There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. One vast and ecumenical holding company for whom all men will work to serve a common profit, in which all men will hold a share of stock.
Oh, there are no more peoples. There are no more nations, Mr. Beale. Each one of us has one piece of stock in the global system, one ecumenical giant global government. Except one thing, that big global corporate system they've been selling us on doesn't want us to even be alive. It's designed to consolidate control and then slowly cut off the resources while the banksters themselves pose as the saviors, selling people on getting deeper into the tyranny, and the pain will stop. When at the end of the tunnel is nothing but global extermination and eugenics so that these selfish, greedy scam artists can have the world and all of the incredible technology and life extension for themselves. And that's the big secret here. You have been warned. I'm Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. The ball is in your court. The rest is up to you. Please get this presentation out to everyone you know. We've got to understand the enemy we're facing if we have any chance of defeating these people. Humanity hangs in the balance.
Martin Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Chants of President Paul have long been silenced. The congressman's supporters may still have an unexpected opportunity to get Ron Paul elected to high office. That's because in 2014, the seat for Texas governor will be open. While a spokesperson for the congressman has stated to InfoWars that the doctor is not interested in the position, many activists can argue that a large-scale grassroots effort promoting this idea could prompt him to reconsider. Current Texas Governor Rick Perry has stated he does intend to seek re-election, despite the fact he has already held this position for 12 years, and a recent Dallas Morning News poll shows a majority of Texans don't think he should run again. I recently asked visitors at the Texas Capitol building in Austin what they thought of this possibility. Do you think Ron Paul should run for governor of Texas?
Yes.
Why?
I think he's a good politician. He gives rights to the people, not as much government interference, which is something I prefer. He's also a very confident politician, very experienced, and I believe he'd do a great job.
Do you think he has a shot of winning?
Possibly, if he gets his message out there and really conveys to the people that he is the best in interest in his mind is Texans.
I think he should. Yeah, I mean, he seems like a guy that might actually do a little bit better than Rick Perry. He seems to be a little bit more caring for people and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Do you think Ron Paul would have a shot of winning, a realistic shot of winning?
Not really.
Do you think Ron Paul should run for governor of Texas?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Why not?
I don't care for him too much. I just don't care for his policies and some of the things he stands for.
Do you think he could win if he ran?
Probably not. It's hard to tell, but I don't think so. But a lot of people don't care for some of his issues, but, I mean, some he has that are good, but the underlying things I really don't care for.
I don't think so because he doesn't really have any experience in governing.
Do you think he could win if he ran for governor of Texas?
I don't think so.
Why not?
He's too much of an individual and not part of the machine. You have to be part of the machine here in order to win.
If Ron Paul were to win the election, he would be 79 years old on election day. While some may argue that his elder age would be viewed as a negative to his campaign, it is important to note that he would have been serving as a public servant at this age had he won the presidency. Advocates can also argue that a statewide campaign would be far less taxing on the congressman and his family than a national campaign, and that he can choose to serve for just one term. In a recent blog posted by former Paul spokesman Doug Weed, he states that he does not rule out the possibility that Dr. Paul will run for public office again. However, he was referring to a presidential run. A recent University of Texas poll shows that most state residents are happy with the direction the state is currently going in. The survey also shows that while the economy is the most important issue for most Americans, illegal immigration and border security are the two most important issues for Texans. Residents I spoke to, however, would want Dr. Paul to address another issue if he were to win.
You know, I've been reading a few articles about people that are wrongly convicted, and to me that's kind of disheartening because, you know, I don't know anybody personally that was in that situation, but from hearing the stories and stuff like that, you know, it kind of devastates their family.
I'd like to see any governor or any candidate for governor address the death penalty and speak about abolishing it again. It's very unjust.
Always fighting on behalf of liberty. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Ortiz.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Don't tread on me. That's one of the slogans that founded this country. But now you're told, go along to get along, bow down, lick the hand that feeds you. May your chains sit lightly upon you. Thank you for joining us, my friends, as we enter the final stretch. Two more segments here. We've been airing some of the most important reports that we've done over the years, but also some of the new reports we've been breaking and premiering here today, dealing with Agenda 21 and UN tyranny, the collectivist socialist takeover of our society. But I wanted to put out a report that we did over 2 years ago that's been watched millions and millions of times online, and it's Food, the Ultimate Secret. You see, there have been different groups of bureaucrats and ruling classes that figured out that humans have a limited lifespan and that, well, if you don't teach people the lessons of history early on, you can enslave them. But Americans especially tended to be pretty uppity and pretty aggressive, and so we've been hard to domesticate. And television did a pretty good job, and pushing illegal drugs and legal drugs on us has helped as well to get us under their control. But the biggest thing is food and water. The aspartame, the MSG, the fluoride with an electron missing to make it even more toxic, turning it into an acid. The hundreds and hundreds of chemicals. I mean, I remember 5 years ago I heard on the radio driving along, I think it was Coast to Coast AM, in the news portion reporting Chicken McNuggets, not just at McDonald's, but other companies, had silicone in it. I thought, that can't be true. So I got home and Googled it. Now I start page it, startpage.com. And there it was, the admission that it was silicone. And then I saw the Associated Press, you can look this up, when it came out that melamine, plastic, was causing organ failure in China. They were executing people that were involved. When it was found in our formula and things, they said, oh, don't worry, melamine's not bad for you. People are dying from that. So basically, you come into the hospital, and they don't check for what kills you if you were poisoned by some big company or some product. They just let you die and just call it something else. So this is a big deal. And they think you're stupid. They think they can poison you and you won't notice or resist. I hope that you will investigate and find out this Holocaust is going on. Here it is, Food, the Ultimate Secret. My friends, the information that you are about to witness from all of my years of research is the most important. It's been hidden in plain view the entire time. This is the ultimate secret, and it's about to be exposed. I have hundreds of government documents, textbooks, white papers, where for over 80 years, the elite of the Western world have talked about adulterating food and water to sicken and sterilize the population for the purpose of eugenics. It's all covered in the book Ecoscience, written by the White House science czar John P. Holdren, where they talk about a planetary police state to carry out the forced sterilization. They also talk about covert systems in the water and food to sterilize the population. Now, this was written decades ago, before he was White House science czar. Now, suddenly, the stuff in this book is all over the news. They're selling it to the public as if it's a good thing. You see here before you what an average person would buy when they went shopping at the store. Not everything here is bad for you, but much of it has compounds and artificial chemicals that have been added that are extremely toxic and bad for your health. And they have known this the entire time, and they have approved them for use. Let's start with aspartame. You cannot go to the grocery store now and buy any type of even regular sugar gum that hasn't had aspartame added to it. In the 1970s, Searle tried to get it approved, and they couldn't. It took them three separate times. Because in their own studies with monkeys, large portions of them that were fed it died and contracted cancer. Now we have mainstream news articles, and the EU has done a major study finding lower birth weights, early birth, and yes, miscarriages from women that drink aspartame-laden soft drinks like Coke Zero. What is aspartame? It is the fecal matter of the E. coli bacteria. They took it and genetically engineered it. They can feed it toxic waste, and then it defecates aspartame. And it has so many bad health effects, it's just unspeakable. This is being done by design. It's also very, very addictive. But let's just go ahead and move away from aspartame and talk about McDonald's and chicken McNuggets. Now, I remember a decade ago or so reading health advisories claiming that a form of plastic that's used in silly putty, basically a type of silicone, was in the chicken McNuggets, but also in many other TV dinners and other foods. It is illegal in every other nation in the world to add these chemicals to the food, but it's not in the United States. The big secret is all of this was done by design by the FDA. Look at all the drugs they've approved, and then it comes out later that they knowingly approve them when these drugs are causing heart attacks and cancer. In the Nuremberg trials, it came out that the Nazis were adding sodium fluoride to the water supply in the labor camps and death camps to make the population more docile and controllable. There had been hundreds of university studies before Hitler even came to power. This is a form of forced medication They admit that one part per million of sodium fluoride more than doubles the chance of bone cancer in boys and men. As the public became educated in the last few decades, the government industry's response was to not just put it in water, but to start adding it to thousands of products like children's water that's mixed with their formula or with their cereal. They started adding as much as 900 parts per million in things like powdered eggs. It causes reductions in IQ. It increases sterility or lack of fertility. And it's being added to so many of the daily staples that we consume. We'll get back to food additives in a moment. But first, I wanted to look at genetically modified organisms. Did you know for many years the American people have been eating clone beef and pork, and now they're expanding out into other forms of meat? Let's look at salmon first. Major university studies conclusively have proven that the type of genetically modified salmon that is actually a cross species, they've mixed other animal genes in with it, that when this fish is introduced with wild natural salmon, within 40 generations, all the natural salmon are extinct. And the FDA approved this. And they're going to allow it to be released into the wild that isn't even a salmon. It is a cross-species chimera. It is a mixture like something out of the Island of Dr. Maru, something out of a nightmare. More than 85% of the corn now consumed in the United States, and it's also starting to trend that way in Europe and Canada, is genetically engineered. It grows its own pesticide within the corn kernels so that insects won't eat it. If the insects can't eat this and live, what do you think is going to happen when lab rats or humans eat it? We have literally hundreds of studies showing that not just Monsanto's, but other major GMO companies' corn, that's the majority of corn we're now eating today in the United States, has been linked to organ failure in lab animals. The studies also show massive increases in sterility in rats and guinea pigs that are fed not just GMO corn, but GMO cotton seeds. Studies in India, Germany, and the United States have conclusively shown that when they feed the cotton seeds left over from the cotton crop from these genetically modified varieties, that the cows are having miscarriages, they are having low birth weights, or in many cases, they're simply dying. And what is in most processed foods? Genetically modified cottonseed oil. Major studies are also showing that genetically engineered crops are killing honeybees and monarch butterflies. But they don't stop there. Now they claim they're coming out with a genetically engineered mosquito that's malaria-proof that they're going to release into the open biosphere. The very genetic code of the planet is being butchered in a hostile corporate takeover. Many years ago, an executive from Monsanto was quoted in National Geographic as saying that that is their program, that they want to basically have their crops and their organisms take over the entire biosphere of this planet. And the major genetic engineer companies have focused mainly on 8 major food crops. Now they're expanding out into hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other plants, literally changing the genetic code of the planet. This is a genetic dictatorship. This is genetic vandalism. And that's why the Rockefellers, the United Nations, and others have built these giant armored seed vaults all over the world, not just at the Arctic Circle. And they admit they're doing it in case all of this gets out of hand, that they'll have a type of Noah's Ark. So all these fake environmental groups, they never complain about this. They never talk about true environmental degradation. They want to put a tax on carbon dioxide that humans exhale, that plants respirate from and carry out photosynthesis with, as a way to shut down industrial society and control every facet of our lives. That's the big secret. This is a population reduction program. It is an epidemic. The sperm count has dropped in the Western world exponentially. Even the government has been predicting within another generation almost everyone is going to be sterile. This is the globalist religion. This is their philosophy. They want the planet for themselves. The UN has said that their stated plan is an 80% population reduction. You've heard Ted Turner call us useless eaters and feeders and say that 80% of us need to be killed. You've heard Prince Philip say he wants to come back as a virus to kill the majority of the world population. Dr. Eric Pianca, Peter Singer, it's all over the news where they tell us that we should only have one child because more than one is bad for the environment. And that the recession is good for lowering our carbon footprint. This is the big secret. We live in a scientific dictatorship. And the United States and England are the epicenter of this. And it's expanding worldwide. Remember all the secret testing, all the secret sterilization that went on in the United States and Europe. Remember what Hitler did. He learned all of that from the eugenicist and the Rockefeller family in the United States. This is a culture of death being pushed on you and your family. And even if you think the world is overpopulated, you need to understand that you're being targeted by this as well. Targeted by design. Recombinant bovine growth hormone in your milk, making 8-year-old girls go into puberty, and they should be going into puberty at 12 or 13. Silicone in chicken McNuggets and hundreds of other processed foods. Aspartame, that is the feces of genetically engineered bacteria that has incredible health problems that have been proven. Think for yourself. It goes on and on. ABC News, this goes back 4 years ago. Viral meat spray, advancing food safety. They spray a live virus on the meat to supposedly kill the bacteria. This is a live vaccine they spray on most of the meat you're consuming that you're buying from the store. It gets even worse. The petroleum distillates or toxic waste that's left over from petroleum refineries that refine oil into gasoline, they take these tens of millions of pounds of toxic waste that's left over, the fluoride, the mercury, the lead, and they dump it on crops as supposed fertilizer. And what do crops like tomatoes and corn and potatoes do? They pull in all of those toxins out of the ground. In fact, scientists for many years have used plants to actually detoxify areas that have been contaminated. And those plants are pulling all of this up, and then you are eating it. That's why the Washington Post reported in January of 2008 that a major study found that nearly a third of the 55 popular brand name foods and beverage products were filled with mercury. Despite the fact that the people of Europe for over 20 years have fought off all the genetically modified wheat and corn and other crops being planted in their nation, now the EU is buckled and is accepting it. The United States is literally a testing ground for all of this. It's just automatically approved. And the people that work for these corporations, they're compartmentalized. They don't know what's going on. The people that work at these stores, they have no idea what's happening. This is affecting all of us. This is hurting everyone. Many different forms of cancer are growing by thousands of percentage points. Diabetes, all these different diseases. And in major studies, it's all been linked to the toxic additives that are in our food, our water. And I haven't even had time to get into MSG. I mean, I've interviewed brain surgeons, neurologists, scientists. I mean, it just devastates the brain. It's an excitotoxin. It destroys the liver. And it is in tens of thousands of products. We can say no. We can stand up. But if you've got a neighbor giving fluoride water to their baby, please go over and warn them. If you got a neighbor that's sitting there eating MSG-filled chips, one after the other, warn them. You've got a responsibility. If you know people that are feeding processed foods filled with GMO, warn them. And for God's sakes, don't give it to your own children. If you want to kill yourself, that's your own business. But don't hurt your children. Don't do this, ladies and gentlemen. In closing, I want to talk about some positive things. Just 15 years ago or so, you couldn't find organic food anywhere on store shelves. And now, about half of what you see is organic. Just a few years ago, all the milk had the growth hormone in it. Now it's hard to find milk that has the growth hormone in it because the consumers have spoken and said no. A few years ago, you couldn't find toothpaste that didn't have sodium fluoride in it. Now Tom's of Maine is starting to take over the aisle space and displace the other mainline toothpaste makers, where it says on the back, if you swallow this, call poison control immediately. Even Colgate is now putting out fluoride-free toothpaste. People are demanding that they not be poisoned, and they're finding out about what's going on. And so industry is starting to respond and at least give people who want a choice an option to not be forcibly medicated through the food and the water. You know cigarettes are bad for you, but just 20 years ago, the cigarette makers were getting up before Congress and saying it was a conspiracy theory that it was killing people. And then later it came out in their internal documents, they knew it was deadly. Ladies and gentlemen, I've seen the studies. Much of what they're putting in our food and water is far worse than even cigarettes, as bad as they are, one of the biggest killers in this country. This is a covert, soft kill operation. We'll put a lot of links beneath this video so you can check out the facts for yourself. And I'm just begging you to do your own research and find out that one of the most dangerous places in the world is your grocery store and the tap water in your house. First drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
food, the ultimate secret revealed. Now, a lot of you already know this information, but we've presented it with the documents, with the mainstream news articles, with images of what is in these different foods and what's being put in your water. And we show images of the large packages of fluoride that says deadly poison on it that's being put in your water supply. Everyone needs to see this because the general public is not aware of just how serious this is. It's not just that, oh, junk food's bad for you or too much fluoride's bad for you. This is being put in there by design. We have the government white papers and corporate and university and UN documents. We cover it in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. This is the major issue. And here's Fox News. Maryland bans chemical BPA. And it goes on to say that it's for only babies. Well, fluoride hurts children and babies, the studies show, a lot more than it hurts adults. But you don't hear that being banned. No, they push it on children. In fact, we have government documents that Aaron showed me last night that I intend to do a piece on next week where they're actually at many public schools in England and the U.S. have fluoride systems hooked up, not making it one part per million, but four parts per million. And, you know, they come into the schools with those little red fluoride pills. I remember when that would happen to me in first and second grade. I would take it and then get sick and have a headache and be throwing up by the time my mom picked me up after school. And no one ever put two and two together. And the teachers and dentists think they're helping you. But this is an IQ reduction. Fluoride also attacks and sterilizes you. Fox News goes on. Meanwhile, Berlin-based urologist Professor Frank Sommer told the London Daily Telegraph on Tuesday that men could ingest enough BPA from its use in receipts alone. It's commonly used as the black ink to suppress male hormones in the body and reduce fertility or even sterilize you. That's Fox News. Here is the Baltimore Sun. Senate passes BPA ban in bottles, cups for small children. There's no reason. This has been chosen and adopted because it's meant to sterilize you. Now, continuing, if you just search the term food irradiation, you'll learn the EPA approved this in the last decade, and they're irradiating beef, poultry, fish, produce, and it destroys the food value. It breaks the ring structures in the food. And it's basically dead food you're now eating, and it loses most of its nutritional value. That's another issue that we didn't even get into in this piece. And the list just goes on and on and on. There are hundreds of petrochemical distillates, the leftovers of oil refining, that are put as, quote, flavor enhancers and things to preserve food as preservatives that are highly toxic. And that's that processed food taste that you become accustomed to. But once you've stopped eating a lot of processed food, it tastes like crud. I remember when I was a kid eating processed food going, what's that kind of dirty taste, that spicy, toxic taste that you eat in processed foods? Well, it's things like the chemical in silly putty. And that's not Alex Jones saying that. That's CNN admitting, oh, silly putty plastic chemical, a type of silicone, is in all these different processed foods, these different TV dinners, Chicken McNuggets, Taco Bell shells. What came out a few years ago about Taco Bell? They had on their store shelves what they were selling people at the fast food restaurant, the Starlink corn that wasn't even approved for humans, and they had to recall it because the violent reactions people had were so bad they couldn't cover it up. And the government approves it. These corporations are advised to use it. It's cheap, and they do. Please investigate this for yourself and get that video and get it out to everyone today. It is so important that we warn everyone. We can beat these people if we do it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.